Apparent chance is principal functioning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Apparent chance is principal functioning. Do we really know what apparent chance is? Do we really know what principal functioning is? Are we really aware of how these things work? We are, although we don't pay much attention to it. We are very much aware of how the principle functions because we use it every single moment of our life. And then all of a sudden, something happens in our life, and we say, how did that happen? And we say, what a chance it was that that could happen. One in a million. My goodness, that's something very strange, very wonderful, very unusual. How could that happen? Well, it happened because of one thing. Somewhere in our thoughts, we thought about it. Somewhere in our attitude, we had a concept about it in our thinking. And because we had a concept about it in our thinking, it came to pass. You say, well, if that works that way and works so easy, I'm going to think about being rich and being healthy and being all the good things I'd like to be. That's what I'm going to think about. I'm going to think about that. All right, go right ahead. Go right ahead and think about being healthy, wealthy, and wise. Go right ahead and think about it. And think about it. And then watch. Watch very closely as you think about it how your thought changes from, I am not healthy, wealthy, and wise. I am not brilliant. I am not living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am not doing it. You see, so quickly we change, and so subtly we change from positive thinking about who we really are to the negative thinking of who we would never want to be in a million years, and yet here we are thinking that we are that. Here we are thinking that we are imperfect in some way. Here we are thinking that we are not a good human being. When you say we should be spiritual beings, Herb, you're still always talking about we should be. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying you should be divine beings. And a divine being is whole and perfect. A divine being is an absolutely wonderful human being. It is being a human being to the finest and the highest quality that a human being can aspire to, the greatest it can be. But it is consistency. It's not an accident. It's consistency. When you are a good driver, you are a good driver because you say, I'm an ideal chauffeur, and you're always driving well. When you are a poor driver, you're driving with people who think that you're not driving well. And they think that you're not driving well. They think you could have done better here. They think you could have done better there. And they think, and those people who are living in your consciousness, living in your life, living in your driving mode, are causing you to be unsure of your driving ability. You live in your ideal body, and you say, my body is ideal. My body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is wonderful. I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. And then you're with somebody else, and you stub your toe, and you say, I'm holding perfect, I'm holding perfect. And the other person looks at you and says, are you crazy? You just stubbed your toe. Your toe hurts. Your toe is not well. Your toe is not good. Your toe is not, it's not, it's not, it's not. And we don't think that has an effect on us? My goodness, that's the functioning of the law. Whatever attitude we put in our consciousness, it doesn't matter whether the attitude comes from us unbidden, or whether the attitude comes to us bidden by our choice, or whether the attitude comes to us from someone else putting it into our mind, into our thinking, into our being. You're a poor driver. You got a lot of things in your body that need to be upgraded. I look at your body and I see, wow, you sure got little bumps all over here and there, and you got this and you got that, and you got a rash, and you got bad blood pressure, you got bad this, that, and the other thing. And you know, the more I read about those things in magazines and books, and the more I read about good health, the less good health I have, because what I'm doing, I'm putting myself on wishful thinking for that health to be mine. I only read about those things that are of interest to me. If I have a strong heart, I'm not reading about people who have heart attacks. If I have diabetes, I read about people who have diabetes, and I read about how you can take care of diabetes. If I have a cold, I read the latest symptom and the latest remedy for a cold. If I have any type of a incident, ailment, or activity in my life that I'm thinking about, then that's where I'm experiencing it. Oh, yes. It's up to me. There are no accidents. There are no accidents ever in life. Apparent chance is principle functioning. What appears to be a chance incident in my experience is principle functioning. There are some people who win in the lotto, who win in the chance games. There are some people who do that. But they don't really win. They enjoy the game. They enjoy playing it. And winning is just a byproduct of playing the game and enjoying it. Other people wish they could get it, and they're playing it, and they're hoping, and they're wishing, and they're hoping against hope. They know they won't get it because the game is rigged, because it's for the house, it's for this. That's what they tell themselves, and so that's what they experience. Now, all of us have the opportunity to choose what it is in life that is important to us. We have the right to choose in life what values we want for ourselves. And as we choose the values we want, then there will be no apparent chance in our life. There will be no apparent chance. We will know the principle is always functioning, and I have the responsibility, I have the joy, the privilege, the right, I have the opportunity to exercise the principle in every single way. I sing beautiful songs. I think beautiful thoughts. I look at my body and I praise it and I say, wow, you are a good body. I look at my mind and I say, wow, I am one with the infinite consciousness and the infinite allness. I know that I know that I know. Wow, am I happy? And you see, you could say contrary. I don't know. You could say contrary to anything. And of course, that is your contrary appearance and it's your contrary fact. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth has the opportunity to be happy, to be joyous, to be filled with peace, to be filled with love, to be filled with every good and wonderful thing, if they choose. And it's a matter of saying, I like me. It's a matter of saying, I'm whole and perfect. It's a matter of saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You see, we do live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. But we look at the world around us, and we feel its limitations. And we feel those limitations are being expressed in our life. And because we feel those limitations are being expressed in our life, they are expressed in our life. It's just that wonderful, just that simple, just that beautiful, just that real. There's no chance in life. There's no wishful thinking in life. All thinking is significant thinking. All thinking is, it is done now. All thinking is wonderful. They say that you should live with other people because living with other people motivates you to be alert, alive, and full of life. Well, that's not necessarily true. You can be in an old folks' home and be among old people who are not interested in being alert, alive. Being alert, alive is what we do ourselves. Living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body is what we do. We have the thought. We wash our body every day with our thought of saying, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. We have scads of affirmations that we use. But the most important thing for us to do is to like ourselves, to look at your body, my body, and find everything that I can that's good about my body. Find everything that's good about my mind, my brain. Find everything that's good about all of me. Look at me and say, I am the ideal. And say it again and again and again. And know that for yourself. Know that in everything you do, I am the ideal. And as you affirm this, and as I affirm this, and as we know this for ourselves, we experience it. Yes, that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about. I spoke to a friend the other night, and he said, "Well, how are you doing?" And I said, "I'm 25 years old, and I'm young, vital, and dynamic, and alive, and I have no problems. I am healthy as a fox. I'm just wonderful." And he said, "That's exactly what I would expect of you." Why do people expect of us one thing or another? It's because we know it for ourselves. We live it. We speak it. We say it. We are it. And so it is. Can you do that for yourself? Yes, you can. Do you want to do that for yourself? Yes, you do. Are you doing that for yourself? Yes, you are. Is life wonderful? Yes, it is. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I live in my ideal. Spirit, mind, and body. I was created in the beginning as an ideal idea. I am remaining that ideal idea. I'm always that ideal idea. I can never be different from that ideal idea. For that is who I am, what I am, where I am, why I am. And that is all that matters. Nothing else in the entire world is of any consequence except to be myself and have fun. To live in this conscious presence of everything beautiful. And in living in this conscious presence of everything beautiful, I am a happy, happy, happy person. Happy in every possible way. And I look at you, whoever you may be, and I see in you all is good, all is beautiful, all is right. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.